Tonight, three unbridled masters of the synthesizer will engage in a once-in-a-lifetime battle of Fingoric dexterity. This is Live at the Necropolis, the Lords of Synth.
I'm Edgar Tangram, joined, of course, tonight by Zed Centauri. Tonight promises to be a rare musical treat and, dare I say, a high water mark for civilization.
That's right, Edgar. These three synth legends have been known to score a film or two, but tonight they're about to score something unprecedented.
Reciprocity!
Comet.
Halley's, king of the comets. Especially bright in the sky tonight. It's closer to Earth than it's ever been before.
Whoever scores the celestial dance of the comet most evocatively will be named the Lord of Synth. The losers will be banned from music for a period of 100 years.
Much is at stake for our synth testants. Let's meet them now.
This weapon's just gonna come and cut your fucking face off. And a lightly touched paper.
Goes by one name, and so does Zangelix, a reclusive genius who's appeared in public only never.
There is only one hope for humanity.
A devil may care, 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 a devil may care.
She's the devil, she's on another level, like dabs and flagpole. Find out the bitch is in another castle. She's a fast hoe, no matter how you play it, you're the asshole. She's the devil, she's on another level, like dabs and flagpole. Find out the bitch is in another castle. She's a fast hoe, no matter how you play it, you're the asshole. She needs no introduction, her game is spontaneous combustion that brings about instantaneous destruction. Cause she's the zaniest fucking town, like anyone on the planet with a couple Xanax can get in her pants quick. Or is it all an advanced trick demanded that you become the man quick? Cause even though you can't understand it, she's on the romance tip like Joyrex J5. If you're devoid of sex, it's reason to stay alive. Go out of your way and say hey like Jack Brickhouse. Thrive and stick out, cause her body's stacked like a brick shithouse. But she knows how to trick out your mind, treat you to some kind of intelligent design that'll teach you your irrelevant time and time again. You'll find your friends leaving if you start believing the myth. Like, why would anyone fuck with cynical lips? Especially a gorgeous young chick with art seeping out of her pores. She'll stick her fingers in your brain and swirl until the pain lingers. Like, is the devil a girl? She's on another level. She might be God, cause her unlikely visage invites you in like a mirage, an oasis in the desert. If you're audacious, she'll place you in a state of stasis for trying to be clever. She's got temporal graces while you try to play her AC alone faces. But you're still the one who ends up faceless. But hey, life's a bitch, so that's why you take a shot and chase it. She's the devil, she's on another level. Like, grab some flagpole, find out the bitch is in another castle. She's a fast hoe, no matter how you play it, you're the asshole. She's the devil, she's on another level. Like, grab some flagpole, find out the bitch is in another castle. She's a fast hoe, no matter how you play it, you're the asshole. Go directly to jail, no 200 if you pass go. Yeah, she's the baddest hoe on the scene, but that's exactly why this baby is your queen. The part that blindsides you is the love. She'll get her mind inside you like a gift from above. But when you slip into nice dreams like you're about to devour a Dove ice cream bar, fool, that's when her power might seem cruel. In fact, she's got 48 laws of power on tap. Just ask her. Law 1, never outshine the master. Law 2, be wary of friends cause they'll betray you faster. Law 8, use bait to lure him in with fabulous gains. Then you're in control of the game, administer pain. Law 16, use absence to gain through scarcity. Law 17, use unpredictability till they're scared of me. Law 22, be prepared to be ready to transform weakness into your strength. Law 25, recreate yourself with dramatic devices till you seem larger than life. You are what you ain't. Law 27, don't be a saint, for real. Be a cult of personality that capitalizes on people's need to believe in what ain't real. Law 30, you must surely take effort and conceal it, cause natural effortlessness is that real shit. Law 32, surreal bits of perfection plant a seed for a fantasy erection, ready to rape the world without protection. Law 36, disdaining things you cannot have is the ultimate correction. Ignoring enemies is the ultimate weapon. Law 37, arresting visuals and radiant symbols heighten your presence. This will obscure your motives and frighten the peasants. Law 39, find a chink in their vanity and rattle them with decadence. Love the best? The distance between insanity and genius is measured only by success. Law 47, don't let that success get to your head. Biting off more than you can chew can end you up dead. Like me, messing with the girl who could reference these laws by their numbers off the top of her head, rendering me dumb and dumber, wishing I was a simple plumber instead of a devil lover. See, isn't loving Satan fun? It's like licking the barrel of a gun. Unless you want to end up sterile, run. By the way, this whole song is law number 1.
They should be taking the stage any moment now. And with a stunning entrance from the back of the Necropolis steps, Zangelix has arrived.
Summoning is complete. They have said all the combinations of all the names. As they process to their ascend stations, let's get a mood for the floor with our very own Ulf Hobeen. Ulf,